So did you do it? Did you send a snail mail to someone, a letter, a handwritten letter? To take that one step further would be our next slide, and that is to actually eating together and talking. You know, I love Acts 20, verse 7, on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. Do people get a sense that you don't want to leave their presence? Do they get a sense that you love being with them? Now, as leaders, that is a discipline to love being with people and having a lot to do. And learning how to be present with them, even when the time is going quickly and you're on to the next meeting. But it's powerful encouragement, lifting someone else up, when you can take that moment where all that matters in the world is that person and they feel it. It's in your body language. It's in how your eyes make contact. It's when you're listening to them. It's you're noticing them, you know, eating together. You know, a lot of times, you know, people are learning to eat alone. Once upon a time, eating in families was common at a certain time, and family members got to know each other and their parents. Once upon a time, people actually had each other over more often. In some of the cultures in the world, some of that is still going on. But in many Western cultures, people are having business lunches, or they're now meeting by Zoom, and because of pandemics and all of that, people are really getting out of any practice of meeting together. But pandemics will come and pandemics will go. There will be always excuses not to actually eat with someone else. But learning how to not eat alone, but not because you can't be alone, but because this is an opportunity. In ministry, eating and lunch is one of the most amazing ways to actually connect with parishioners. I remember thinking, you know, like, okay, I got a sermon to write, or I got this to do, and I've got that to do. And if you're bivocational, you know you have so much to do. You know, some of you are bivocational ministers or are working part-time. Here's a suggestion. You know, maybe you're one who is just doing this out of the fullness of your heart and sharing it as a volunteer to the church. And then someone from the church, a leader, says, hey, we'd like to give you some salary. Now, if you have a pretty good situation, you don't need the salary, here's an encouragement, an idea that I have seen done. It's been very effective. Say to the leaders of the church, you know, the only thing I'd like is a budget to be able to take people out to dinner. And I will submit my bills in. In Western nations, often you have to submit your bills in for them to be prepaid. But it just creates a discipline. Every time you can meet with someone, that's encouragement. And then when you're there, things can go deeper and further. So eating together and talking and actually being present is a powerful way of lifting someone up. You know, we can talk about having the attitude, but there are times when we just get into the grind of it, just actually meeting with people, calling someone out. You know, the same could be said about phone calls. People are texting, but they're not calling each other. To call each other, to eat together, to get together for fellowship, all of those things are powerful acts of lifting others up.